Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm joined with another very talented artist. And I mean, I gotta say, this guy's got a voice like Sean Kingston. If you guys know Sean Kingston before, you would understand if you've heard this guy's music. But today I'm joined by Ruchi. So Ruchi, welcome to the show, man.
Ruchi.
Yeah, them love him.
Yeah, them sugar.
Pretty girls love you, Ruchi.
No rush. If I didn't have much, would you still be without me? Money and cheese, but they went through free. He was talking cheese, cupboard soap. Violate me, grab a gun and keep on. Make sure you squeeze when you see I was hunting for them, boy, you know. But they never outside you. Yo. Yo, what we say, man? How's everyone doing? How are we? Good?
They're pretty good. So, would you like to give the audience a little bit of rundown of the type of music and where you're from, man?
Yeah, so my name's Ruchi. I'm from East London. My music normally comes from the Afrobeats, dancehall, UK rap. I can do a lot of things, innit? So, you know, I'm open. Me, I like experimenting my music. I like trying new things. I would already put myself in one genre. And yeah, man, that's me still.
Bro, well, like, I heard your song. It was like a little snippet on your Instagram. It was no rush. Bro, I said at the start of Sean Kingston, your voice, when I heard that, I was like, no rush. I was like, this is like, I don't know what it's like, but your voice, this,
it
was just perfect on that beat. It was just, you were just in your own little mood, like motion. That's how I was rocking, listen to that. So like, how was it like creating that? Because like, that to me sounded like, and obviously you put on Instagram, people were saying there's the summer, the song for summer. Like how was you getting like, and people showing love like that to that?
Yeah, it's really crazy and it's really overwhelming. Like, in all honesty, like, I'm receiving a mad lot of love from Australia, New Zealand, and Samoa. You know, I've been getting a lot of love from these kind of countries. Yeah, and it's like, okay, like, you know, beautiful people, beautiful, like, bro, I can't wait to come out there and, you know, so return back the love that has been given to me. Best feeling in the world, especially when, you know, people around the world are loving your art that you've created. You know, it's very overwhelming, but enough that we can't handle, so I'm much appreciate. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like you're, like I said to you, your voice is perfect, man. And like you say, you don't really put yourself in one specific genre, which I respect.
Yeah.
And I mean, for me personally, from my point of view, listening to your music, you could go into any genre and you'd kill the beat, and you could kill the song. That's what I
Thank you.
I don't know. I feel like there's so many artists out in the world that this can't reach what you've been able to reach, where you can just go venture into other genres, where artists nowadays stick to a specific genre and that's it. They don't do anything else.
Yeah.
You're experimenting with other genres and you're killing it. Like, your voice, how many times I want to say this, but your voice is just like, depending on whatever the beat is, your voice can just click with it. And it just rocks with it. Just, I know, you just get into a specific mood, listen to your sound, like you can have headphones on, eyes closed, and you just rock with it, and you're like, damn, this is like
sick. Not for real, hey, you know me, like, I really appreciate it, man, like, I can't put into words how appreciative I am. It's a God-given talent, and yeah, man, I'm happy I'm using it to, you know, entertain you guys, so, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, outside of music, right, I see you've got your fashion, right? You've got your fashion, you've got your specific fashion. What is, like, someone that you look up to that you, like, I respect, like, I love their fashion? Like, is that something you do in your daily life when you're picking out clothing and outfits and try and, like, shock the world with that sense? Like, look what Richard was
just wearing. Yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple figureheads, so I've been looking. Obviously, I've got mad respect for Clint. Clint does Cortez in the UK. Legend. I've got, I'm looking at a lot of, you know, Quavo from the Migos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking at, he makes good music, but the way he's been dressing for the last 5 to 5 to 4 years has been crazy, like, the fits he's putting on, and yeah, that's another guy I look up to. Obviously the Virgils, you know, one of my cousins are really big in the fashion industry. They inter fashion a lot, Flash Provoke. That's my cousin. He's crazy. He's got crazy fits as well. My brother, he does a lot of fits as well. So I have people around me who, you know, are inter fashion and stuff. So obviously I just tell them what I'm on, and my cousin and my brother, you know, they help me just, you know, work around with it. But in terms of my biggest inspiration, it has to be Clint, Quavo, Virgil. I do like the new, back in the day, like what they used to wear, like Mace, all them guys. Like, yeah, that's me, man. For real, yeah. That's me.
I mean, put it this way, like a lot of the fashion that you're talking about, I respect, because like they're all, yeah, like older than me. So you, like, you look at them and you're like, you look at what they're wearing and how they separate themselves from the, sure, rest of the crowd. And see that, because like,
sure,
I'm 19, right? I'm 19, so I still have a lot of like fashion and stuff to learn. But, like,
you look older than me. You look older.
Virgil, Quavo, yeah, and all them.
Yeah.
Do I?
I said, yeah, you look older. You look older. You look.
Well, how?
You look a bit older than me.
But how old do you reckon I look?
You could pass as 24, 25.
24.
Yeah, damn. I think. Yeah, you could tell me. You could tell me you're 24, and I'll believe you. I'm 24 in it, so I'm 24. Yeah, so.
You don't look 24.
Do I look younger?
You look younger.
Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot. I'm 24.
Yeah. 24. You're
24,
bro. You're still,
yeah,
so young.
Yeah, I know. I'm very young. Very young, but a lot of experiences.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. You learn every time, every day. You learn something new through life. Yeah. Every year, you learn something new, and it's all about,
for sure,
learning stuff and then implementing it into your own life. And
mm-hmm.
You can pick up on that through anything. You pick up through fashion. You can pick up through music. You can pick up through whatever area you're focusing on. You can look up to people that have done well and look, yeah, at what they've been able to do to actually get to that level. And then you bring, yeah, you look at what you can do to maybe one day get up to that level. And, yeah, you've started a good place with music. And
thank you.
Bro, you're going to do bits, man. Like,
hey, I'm trying to, man.
Bro, if you're already reaching like Australia and New Zealand, bro, you're doing bits. Because that we're like on the other side of the world. Like, you,
yeah,
you don't come across many. Obviously, you hear about the UK artists like Stormzy, Dave and stuff, that are already on the Australian scene of things. But you,
yeah,
I reckon, bro, once you release one hit or once No Rush blows up, like, bro, you'll be...
Hey, I've actually got a cousin in New Zealand. Shout out to Auntie Ingozi. I got a cousin in New Zealand, in Australia, sorry. I said New Zealand, Australia.
Dude, we're in Australia.
Yeah, I got a cousin in Australia. I don't know where they are. I don't really know Australia. It might be Sydney. It might be Melbourne, but it's one of them.
Well, I'm in Melbourne, so I mean...
Okay, it might be one of them, I don't know.
Yeah, but like, you said you would want to come out to Australia one day. Would this be like
a 100%.
Tour or like a holiday?
Both, like, I'm always working anyway, so even when I'm on holiday, I'm still working, like, you know, with this kind of artist kind of job stuff, you're always filming content, like, you're always doing stuff, you're always on the road, you're always, you know, you're always active, so it's like, even when I'm holiday, I still gotta get content in, so, yeah, still working, you know, yeah, get me?
Yeah, no, I respect that, because, like, I'm the same, like, for me, I don't really have breaks, like, I'm doing podcasts pretty much every day, or every few, yeah, days, and then, because, sure, I don't have, like, an editor or any of that, I edit all my, yeah, own stuff, I post my, mm-hmm, own content, so, like, that takes time. And you'll know this yourself, if you create your own music and you don't have anyone else supporting you in that area, like,
yeah,
it's, sure, hard to actually get out to the rest of the world, if that makes sense. Because, like, for, yeah, me, within the last the last 6 months, my content's gone up levels because,
yeah,
I know what I want to do and this is what I want to do. I want to do podcasting. I want to meet new people. I want to meet amazing artists like yourself. Yeah. Like, yeah, and actually share stuff that, I don't know, people, other interviewers might not be able to get out of artists, and
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
for me. Like, for me, I have normal conversations like we're having right now. And to me, for a lot of the artists that I've had on, actually pretty much every single artist that I've had on, they've messaged me after every episode saying, like, bro, we need to line one up again when I release a new album, when I release a new song. Like, and it's like, that makes me feel so good. Because, like, it means I've done something right. And that, I don't know, that to me, I feel like I'm doing something good in the world. And
no, you are, you are. And really and truly, you're building, by bringing me onto your show, your podcast, sorry, you're bringing me onto a, we're bridging a gap. We're bringing a gap between the Australian audience and the, you know, UK, you call me a supplier, artist, music scene, whatever. You're building that gap that's very necessary, you know. And I feel like someone like me that loves like different culture. I'm so big on learning how people live in other countries. That's me. Like, I love that. Like, so when the opportunity came to me, it was like, nah. There's no other. I have to do this, like, because I like talking to people from different countries. I don't really, like for me, I love traveling. I'm big on traveling. I'm big on, you know, sometimes I go to different countries. I'm like, how the hell do people live here? You know? So anything that involves me associating with abroad, I'm involved. Automatically. So thank you.
Yeah. Bro, well, like I said to you, I had to get you on, man. And we keep linking back to No Rush because it's a good song. And like I said, you've got your boy from Sean Kingston. Is that someone you like in that type of song? Was that someone you looked at too? Like the type of voice and the like beat and stuff he was
doing
in a lot of his songs?
I do appreciate a lot of Sean Kingston music for sure. Like Sean Kingston is definitely, he's a GOAT, he's a legend. In terms of No Rush, obviously no, because he makes more. He doesn't really make the No Rush kind of music. However though, Sean Kingston definitely made me comfortable with singing. Because in the UK, there's a lot of rapping. You know, you want to be the toughest guy in the room. So, and you can't really be the tough guy when you're singing, you know. So, I had to learn through Sean Kingston and a few other guys that, yo, it's okay to sing. You can still be a bad boy and sing, you know, like. Get me in that. So all these guys, like, they all contributed to making Ricci, which is what I'm grateful for. And I hope for, hopefully I'm you know, using the platform very well. So yeah.
Well, I think you're using the platform very well. Like for Thank me personally, you. Like if I reached you, I'm in Australia, and you know how far away that is from the UK. Like you're doing really well. You've reached me, and I wanted to get you on because I heard your song. Because like the whole point of this show, right? And I might not say this enough, but the whole point of this show, it's all about bringing artists all over the world. Yeah. They don't have to be the biggest artists, but they have to have something that I can see something in them.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The only reason I'll get them on, because I know they can do bits when the rest of the world find their stuff. And the world's changing. Like, everyone knows the world's changing, everything's online. Mm. The only way you connect with people is Instagram, over line, and social media, and stuff like that. And honestly, it sucks the way that the world is in that sense. But we have to, like, react to that change. And a lot of the biggest artists in the world, and I've noticed this, is they don't really need to use the social media as much as the up-and-coming or artists that are trying to do even more than what they're already doing. Because as up-and-coming artists, and I've spoken to a lot of them before, is they use Instagram, they post content, they post stories like every couple of days, just so they can get their audience really engaged with their music. And what I've noticed with you is you release like snippets here and there, and you put stuff on your story for music you're listening to, which is cool because the music you're releasing, right, on your stories that are from other artists may not be different, maybe different to the type of music you're actually creating, or are you showing little hints of what your next project or next song could be through those types of songs?
Good. Hey, that is funny. Bro, I just, you know, I love my music, and when you can always tell the difference between artists who are in it for the money and who's got a genuine love for music. I'm a big fan of music. My family will tell you, if anyone was going to be a singer in the family, it was going to be me, because I just love singing, you know, that's just me in it. So, yeah, man, music is, I'm always listening to music. Before we got on this call, I was listening to music. Before, you know, when I wake up, I pray, obviously, then I listen to music. I'm very, I don't know what, I think I'm weird, like, it's just weird. My obsession with new sounds and music is weird, bro, but, you know, I love it so much. And I'm happy that I'm in a position where I can release my own records, so.
It's not weird to love music. If you're very passionate about what you do, you'll do it, no matter what other people think.
And like, I mean, to an extent, you can call it a bit weird. You can call it a bit weird. When like, you don't need to be listening to music and you are, like, I might be at a concert and I might not like the song then. I might just slap in some earphones and listen to a song that I like. That's a bit weird.
That, yeah, okay. If you put it like that, that's weird.
That's a bit weird.
You
go to a concert. That's a bit weird, yeah.
And you're like, nah, this song that's getting live, I'm just going to put headphones in and blast.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a bit like, what are you doing? Honestly. For real.
That's weird. I thought you were talking about, like, you wake up in the morning, you listen to music, before you go to bed, you listen to music, like,
that's yeah, what that is about. What I do, but I'm very weird, that like, I'm trying to, bro, let me not expose myself, innit, I'm just, hey, I love music, that's all I got to say. I love music, man.
So, I do love music. You gotta love it, like, otherwise you wouldn't do it, and like you said before, there's artists out in the world that are making music for money. They don't really care about what type of music they make. And you've got artists that actually love doing music and they don't care what comes with it, whether that's money, partnerships and shit. For me as well, and I'm similar to you, I love interviewing people. I love meeting new people and I love talking to them. Where no matter where they are in the world.
For sure.
I may get paid. I'm not getting paid or anything. I don't have sponsors or anything. I do this out of, like, because I love doing this. And I want to do this. And you got to do that, no matter, even if you have people saying, nah, you're not going to make it, or stuff like that. I've been told that many times, and I'm like,
Wish I do.
Like, I like doing this, and nothing's going to stop me from doing podcasts. Nothing's going to stop me from meeting new people. Like, back to when I first started this pod, or when I even started doing this, I was the most shy person you would meet. Like, I hated school presentations. That's how bad I was.
No, it is always like that. Like I'll tell you something now for free. Like, I hate shows. Oh shit, I hate shows, innit? I hate shows because I get very nervous on stage. I do. I'm not gonna cap. I really do get nervous on stage. So when I'm, you know, about to do a show, obviously that requires you having to go on in to face. You know, depending on the crowd, but face a lot of people that you don't know. And what gets me to keep doing it is just the love of it. If I didn't love doing it, I promise you, I would not get on the stage. In fact, I wouldn't even post TikToks. I could have been recognized a long time ago, but because of not wanting to be on TikTok and me not wanting to be, you know, in front of everyone and. You know, all that stuff. I avoided TikTok a lot. But once you love something, bro, your willingness to do it goes up. Like, you're just gonna do it because you know, if I want to be successful in it, I gotta do this. So, yeah, man, for real. I can tell you love podcasting too.
Pardon?
I can tell you love podcasting too. I can tell. Yeah.
I mean. It's fine. Like, have you been on many shows? You haven't, have you? This is like your first.
As in performance wise or conversation wise? Which one?
I don't mind. Like, have you been on any show? Like, have you been interviewed before? Have you been?
I've been interviewed before. To be fair, recently I've done quite a few interviews. But yeah, like. Again, I'm not really somebody, I'm awkward, I'm such an awkward person, so even general conversation, like, struggle with it, something like that. Obviously, people who know me will tell you I'm not confident, but if I've just met you, I'm very, like, not standoffish, but I'm just very, like, I'm just awkward, like, I don't know what to say, you know.
Bro, you're doing fine on this podcast, like, you don't sound nervous, you sound excited, like, you're... Mate, you're doing
good. No, because you're cool, man. You're cool, man. I rock with you. You're cool, man.
Bro, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're cool.
Oh, I see you've got a beanie on, and I see you've got the earrings. I mean, I'm pretty much the earrings, except mine aren't as big as yours. But,
hey, that's right. Same, bro. Same.
Bro, is that just bringing the final touches to your drip for the day, mate? Or what?
Hey, I've got a busy day today, man. They said I should wear something. I should come looking. I actually got another interview later. This person put something on nice. I said, "Yo, I'm comfortable. I'm gonna be comfortable. I'm not overdoing it today. You know, I've been up early today. I had to go to a studio session in the morning. Shout out YJ and Lytec. I had to go to an interview in studio session in the morning. Come home. These other stuff. Had this. Now I have an interview later on, bro. It's a busy day to me. I'm comfortable today. I'm not. Nobody just told me to put on no drip. This is my drip today. This is nice little hoodie, you know, a little bit of a VV going on. Nice beanie, you know, something nice, man. Nothing too crazy.
Real question. Is the bracelet and the earrings from Sanucci or are they actual diamond gold?
Sanucci, what? Come on, bro. That's an insult. Shout out Sanucci, because back, like, they used to have me back in the day, but nah, they're not from Sanucci.
What, they just let go, mate?
They're good. Like, if I want to... Shout out to Nietzsche, man. I don't wanna do their thing, man. Shout them always. No, seriously, shout them out. Like, they're actually hard. They're proper hard still.
I've seen their stuff. Like, they come up all the time on my Instagram. And, like, they've done well to get out. Because they're in the UK as well, I believe, aren't they, Sanucci?
The lead what? Jewelers?
Yeah.
Nah.
Sanucci, like the jewelry brand.
They're not the lead. People know them, but they're definitely not the lead. We got like, I don't know if you call them the lead, innit? I don't know. They're not like they're very good. Don't they say they're good, but they're diamonds, I think they're FVs, or they're not like I don't want to say fake. They're not fake, but they're not real diamonds. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So, like, they're not real diamonds. I know. They're like somewhat crystals, sort of.
They're not fake, but they're not the one, they're not these. Or they're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Calling yourself out for wearing fake jewelry.
Hey, I love Sanucci, man. I used to go shopping at Sanucci. I love Sanucci, bro. I'm not hating, man.
I was going to say, what are you calling yourself?
Cut that out. Cut out that whole segment, please, bro.
Sanucci, Richie.
Yeah, that's bro. They helped me my name, man. They're hard, man. They helped me my name.
Is that, surely, in the future, that's a brand you'll work with?
Oh, for sure. If they want to get me a couple pieces, why not? I'll wear the pieces. They got Sanucci with a gun.
They've worked with Boogie the Hoodie and stuff, I believe. So, I mean, bro, if you blow up,
reckon we can
find some sort of partnership, you know? Like, I'll...
Wait, I'm telling you, bro, I'm always willing to work, man. I'm always willing to work. Send me stuff. I'm here.
Well, has any brand reached out to you to work with you?
Yeah, a couple, but I don't know if I can say. I've got a couple Instagram brands. I think I got like 2-3 clothing lines. I had an alcohol company reach out to me, Cognac. Amazing drink, by the way. Mwah. And I'm not saying that because it was because they reached out
to me. I was going to say, are you just like trying to seal the deal?
No. Their drink is crazy. Their drink is crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's really good. I've had a few still. I don't know if I can say though because I'm still contracting and all that stuff. But
You can tell me after we're recording because I'm not going to force you to say, oi, you're telling me right now what the brands are. Oh, I'm not going to interview anymore.
No, I'll tell you after.
Yeah, you can tell me after. I'm not going to force you to tell me something if it's under contract or you're not allowed it.
No, for sure.
If that was me, right, and a brand reached out to me and they were like, yeah, we want to keep it on the low until we finalize and stuff, until we want to do something with it, I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll respect that. I'm not going to, like, go out of my way and say, oh, guys, we've got a new sponsor, like, this person just give me this amount of money and this amount, whatever I'm getting, like, I'm not going to do that. Like,
under the radar. honestly, that's it. Under the radar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you brag about it, you're just waiting for something to happen. Because that, once you brag about it, you get that.
Brag about what? Brag about? Brag about the brand?
No, like the actual payment and stuff that you get from the brand before it's
been Hey, that's not me, man. I'm humble. I'm always humble, man. I'm played it humble, man. I don't brag.
Why are you unzipping jacket, mate? Were you, like, trying to flex on something on me? Like,
man, it's warm, it's warm. It's warm. I was just getting some errands. That's it. Like, I'll just get some errands, literally. I'll get some errands, man.
Yeah. Well, we established you got the earrings, you got the bracelet, you have a chain.
Yeah, I have a chain. I don't keep it in my house, though, so. Yeah.
That's all right.
For security reasons.
I've got a chain.
What did you have?
I've got a thin, it's like a gold chain. I've got a thin gold chain. I don't
know if you can see. Oh, shit. That's hard, though. Is that real gold, or?
Yeah, it's real gold. I'm a runner, so it can't be too heavy, man.
Can't have you run?
Yeah, I'm a runner.
Okay. I know runners got them chains and they're putting their mouth on their run.
My chain ain't long enough to do that.
Oh, damn.
It goes to about here, look. I can't even get it over my chin, so it goes to about here. It just sits there.
Fair enough. Looks hard, though.
Huh?
I said, it looks hard.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Well, what did you not think I... What, actually, before we go on, did you think I did any sport before I, like...
Nah, you look like a... What do you look like? You look like a flipping journalist, bro. So you look like what you do, really. You look like what you do.
Trying to make it real. Serious, I see.
You're looking
really professional, man. I didn't really think much of you, to be honest. Like, I saw you really good. Well, I'm quite skinny. So, I mean, my Instagram, right? So, I've got photos of me running, right? And if you saw me, you'd think, yeah, you're a runner. Like, what type of distance do you think I run, though? That's the real question.
You do not run like a 1500 meters runner, so I would say. Do you do 1500?
I do. 1500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's crazy, you know. That's actually crazy. Wow. That means you're going to live forever, bro. You see how big your lungs are? Your lungs are crazy. You're gonna live for a long time.
My lungs are fucking top tier, man.
They have to be. They have to be, or you're gonna die. You're running 1500 meters. That is crazy. Have you won anything, though? That's the real question. Huh? I don't think you have. Have you won anything?
I've won a few national champs in my time.
Okay. Yeah. Do you run like for a team or?
I train with like Olympians and stuff. Okay. So, it's not really like you. It's like you're at a club, right? So you run for a club, but you're running for yourself. In other words, okay. If you win something, you're attached to that club. So if you win something, that club gets props and stuff and all this other stuff. Mm. But it's not really a team thing. It's only a team thing if you're like in a relay team. That's a team.
Yeah.
Whereas like a 1500, it's more like you versus all the other athletes, it's you versus all them. It's more like individual sense, but it's not really a team to an extent. So
okay.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. Well, do you play any sport besides music? Do you in your free time?
I actually played American football back in university a couple of years ago. And I used to play American football. I was on the offensive line. Yeah, but that didn't end too well. I'm not getting into that.
Why not? What happened with that? Come on.
I'm not getting into that. I can't get into that. But yeah, man, I used to play American football. And yeah, man, it was a good experience, man. Me and my brother Adol used to play American football, man. Shout out to Adol all the time.
I mean, I've got a pretty good arm for American football. I can throw it pretty far. But I mean, that's the advantage I've got. I can throw it very far. But I mean, if I get tackled or some shit, I'm gone.
I tackle you.
If you tackled me, my ribs would be fucking snapped in half.
Yeah, you're gone. You're gone. I'm just keep it real. You're gone. Like, no surgery. Sorry, you're dead. I'm just keeping it real, bro.
It's like, if I see a skinny man as quarterback, I mean, I'm going straight for him, and I'm going to make sure I hurt him. Like, he's not moving to help him.
I'm chasing you. Like, they're giving out free money where you're at. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, bro.
You'll have to catch me first, though.
Hey, bro. I got feet, you know. Don't get twisted. Don't think I'm a big boy. Hey, I got feet, you know.
I'm
Australia, we're gonna link up, we're gonna have a race. I got feet. You might beat me, yes. Okay, cool. But I'm measuring how much you beat me, not if you beat me. Right. If I lose a lot, then I'm trash. But if you win by a little bit, bro, you got some improvements, bro, because hey.
There's no way you're calling me up for a race. I'll kick your ass in anything over 800, big boy. Even 400.
Yeah, facts. No, you will. No, I'm keeping the rule. You will. But let's box. How about that? Let's fight. How about that? Let's fight. You'll beat me in a race. Cool. I said you will. You'll beat me in a race. 100%. You will. But let's fight. Let's do the boxing. Let's. Who wins?
Get in the ring.
Yeah.
Box. I have a boxing bag.
Do you think you'll beat me in a boxing match? Be honest. No, wait, hold on. Be honest. Do you think you'll beat me in a boxing match?
I mean,
bro,
I kind
of... Hold on. Bro, you know I fight. Like, I actually fight. That's me, bro. Like, I'm a fighter, bro. Like, bro, that's what I was taught.
But the one thing I have in boxing is I'm fast with my hands.
Yeah, but I'm powerful.
So like you're like a Devontae Graham sort of that type of vibe. I'm Ryan Garcia.
Whatever you want. I'm him. Whatever you want, I'm him. I got power, bro. So you can do all of that. Cool. Punch me 50 times in 2 seconds. Do that. That's your choice, bro. First of all, two things. First of all, I'm not gonna feel it. Number two. Bro, if I give you one in the right place, bro, you're not waking up for 2 weeks. I said what I said. You're not waking up for 2 weeks. I said what I said.
So in other words,
I'll be serious. I'm keeping that back.
In other words, if you come down to Australia, if I come to the UK, we're gonna have an athletics day, pretty much, and we're also gonna have a boxing match.
And a boxing match. In fact, I'm preparing it now. Thanks. I'm preparing it now. When I come to Australia, I am coming to beat you up. That's what I'm doing. I'm not... Everything else... that's what I'm doing. When I come to Australia, I'll come to beat you up. Just, bro. Athletics, cool. You win that. Cool. I don't like running. In fact, I run away from running. So when they say, let's run, I run the other way. I don't run. That's me, bro. I don't run. But if we're boxing, bro, I can't lie. You should wear a headgear. You should wear it.
Do you want me to like wear the whole body pack and stuff?
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should.
In case you do end up breaking my ribs.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should. Honestly.
Alright. So we were talking about boxing, you'd kick my ass. Even though you wouldn't hurt me intentionally, but you would
Oh, of course. Me. Of course not intentionally. Of course. Of course. Everything will be by accident.
Wait, I'm sorry, I accidentally broke your rib. I'm so sorry.
I was aiming for my hand slipped. I'm joking.
Sorry, it's a joke. But in a boxing match, who would you want to fight? If you say you were a boxer, right? It could be an influencer, it could be an artist.
Yeah.
Who would you want to, like, just to prove a point, like, I reckon I could beat you. Like, you know how we were talking about, like, you'd beat me in a boxing match, I'd beat
you. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would like to fight Jake Paul, you know.
Going for the boy, I feel like I'll
beat the crap out of Jake Paul. Don't get twisted, though. He's a legend. I respect him 100%. But I feel like me and him... Okay, let me not say I'll beat the crap out of him. Let me double down. I feel like it'll be a good fight. I don't know who would win. I need to get into camp for that. But it'll be a good fight, for sure. I can't fight KSI. We're from the same country, you know. I can't do that. He's my brother. If he doesn't know, he's my brother. We're both, you know. I can't do that, so I can't fight KSI. But Jake Paul, let's run it.
Oh, Jake, I know you check
my
shit.
I'll fight Jake. I won't fight Logan.
Why? Because he's KSI's boyfriend.
Nah. Because he'll beat me the crap out. He'll fuck me up, 100%.
Even with the WWE, even with the fake fighting.
Hey, that guy can fight, man. You can see it in... Actually, I might fuck him up. I don't know, man. We just gotta see what happens. Wait. I don't know. I might bang him.
I know you said KSI is your boy, but what about Tommy Fury?
What about Tommy Fury?
Would you fight Tommy?
I'll fight anyone but KSI and anyone who's Nigerian. So, Auntie Joshua, I'm not fighting him. Actually, fuck it, everyone can get. Fuck it, everyone can get.
Anyone that wants to smoke.
Anyone that wants to smoke can get, man. Anyone that wants to smoke can get. Fuck it. Anyone.
No, that's right. I'm dead. I mean, is obviously you played American football.
Yes, sir.
Did you play soccer?
I mean, I think everyone in the UK played soccer at one point. I'm not calling it soccer. Football. Don't call it soccer. Football. Everyone in the UK played football at one point. I played football. But even to this day, like, I do like a kickabout. Kickabout means just playing in the park with my boys. Yeah, I play football. Yeah, I might not be good at it. I might not be great. I'm not saying I'm great. I'm just saying I play football.
Yeah.
You know?
And you, I mean, I'm not the greatest soccer player. So, I mean.
I'm alright.
I was waiting for you to say, don't ever call it soccer again. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, don't call it soccer. Say football. Please.
In Australia, we have Australian football rules. We call that football.
Rugby. But do you have, like, do you call it soccer, though? Do you actually call it soccer?
Yeah, we call it soccer.
Yeah, stop doing that still. It's football. Why is it so... Stop doing that still.
No, we call that... Because there's, like, three different, like, football games in Australia. So you've got Australian football rules, which is, like...
Yep.
Australian, it's like the whole, it kind of makes sense only in Australia.
Yeah.
Then you've got rugby, which is the NRL, which is also in the England and stuff, UK. And then you've also got soccer. So we call that soccer, we call NRL, NRL, or rugby.
Yeah.
And then we call AFL football. So.
Yeah. I feel you.
Because, like, in the UK, it's mainly, like, football. So, like, if you, So, like, you don't call any other sport football, you just call...
football is football. It's with foot and ball, football. That's what football is. There's no other sport called football, apart from American football. And nobody really knows American football in the UK. Only a community like that are interested in that, but nobody... Like, most people play football. Mate, I don't know where soccer came from.
Bro, you're just going to change the game, mate, with American football. Come on, the first...
Hey! I just might make American football cool in the UK. I actually might think about that, I'll be honest. Thank you for the idea.
Bro, just have your own little sport, man, in the UK. Because everyone honestly plays football, so why not bring in your own little sport, American football, which is a well-known sport in America, why not bring it down to the UK, where then, say you end up, it ends up getting a lot of noticeability, you then create a massive, like, thing around it.
I feel you. The thing is, there is a kind of American football in the UK, and it's called rugby. I don't know if you know rugby.
Rugby?
You know rugby?
We call that...
It's like the same thing, just no protective gear. More or less the same.
Bro, it's way worse.
I don't play that shit, though. I don't know about that too much.
That, I don't get it. I watched someone from the UK, a YouTuber. He was reacting to AFL hardest hits and NRL hardest hits. And he was like, how the fuck are they running that hard and that fast at each other? And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, that's the
I don't thing. Know, man. I don't know. Them American football guys, them rugby guys, they're built differently, man. They must have bones of steel or something. I can't do that, man. I get hurt with protective gear on, so imagine playing it without the protective gear. Bro, I'm good. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life, bro. Please. I'm good, for real.
don't want to be going to the physio saying, oh.
Yeah.
I think I've done my hamstring. I think I
stopped
playing football.
Literally. I'm good. That is dead. That is so dead. I'm, nah. Not me, still. Not me. I'll give it a buck. Not me.
Nah, that's all right. Nah, so, what I want to ask you is, obviously we talked about your story, how when you like a song or you listen to a song, you put on your story.
Yeah.
The song you posted today on your story, right? For people that may follow you or people that may not, I'm going to tell you what Ruchi put on his story today. So it was called Olufemi. I think that's how you spell it. Is that how you say it?
Olufemi, yeah. Was that yesterday? Today or yesterday? Okay.
Yeah. That was by an old band, Style Plus. So,
yeah.
So, would you like to give a rundown of that song and why you put it on your story?
Yeah, so Olufemi is a... Honestly, Olufemi is a very... is a Nigerian song. Very old. I think like 2008 or something. So old, so old. And I used to listen to that song in my mom's car. She used to drive us to school. And I used to listen to that song all the time. Like, I didn't know what it meant, because back then I didn't understand the language. Obviously, it's not in English. It's not an English song. So it's literally just about a guy whose girl's about to leave him. And Olufemi is the girl, I believe, is the girl that he's talking to. Her name is Olufemi. And he's literally saying, Olufemi, yo, my pomifemi, not my... I'm not saying it because I might get it wrong, but basically, in the chorus, he's just saying, "Don't close the door on me, Olufemi Lola," which is her name. He's just basically, it's a heartbreak song. Sorry for all of that wrongs. It's a heartbreak song. That's what it is. But it's so good, like, it's so hard, like, it's, I love it. It's so hard.
Are you okay? Are you okay, bro?
You mean? Hey, I just went off on a tangent. I'm so sorry.
Bro, did your girl break up with you? Like, what's going on? Is that why you're back?
I have no stories, man. Please.
I was like, I have to ask him, and then you just said it's a heartbreak song. I'm like, are we like, are you good?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Like, yeah, it's a heartbreak song. It's a heartbreak song. You might hear a heartbreak song from me soon. You never know.
Is it about someone, or is it just like a heartbreak song?
What, my heartbreak song?
Yeah.
My heartbreak song.
Yeah.
All my songs are about football. I make realistic music. My song is about someone. All my music. Even No Rush is about someone.
Really?
Yeah. You will know by the verse. You would know, obviously you haven't heard the verses, but the verses explain it a lot better. But No Rush is about someone, for sure.
Big boy, eh? He's just got his chick lined up.
Hey.
Greatest song, eh? I see. Just trying to put the little breadcrumbs there. Just so she can...
Hey. I'm trying to give you guys little hints of a story, and then when I, you know, make the big album, the big project, then you will know what Richie really is. Right now I'm just dropping here and hints and there. I'm dropping a song about, you know, don't rush me. Like, are you down with me or not? Let me know. Like, if I left it all, would you be down with me? My next song, you don't know what it's about. I'm gonna tell you when it's about to be out. And yeah, all the other songs, the stories, it's all building up to something big, something crazy. Yeah. You should be excited.
I saw this artist following you. Are we going to see a song with you and Billy Billions someday?
Oh. Amen. That's what I'll say. Amen.
Oh. Amen.
That's what I will say. Amen.
Oi, Billy. Yo. We might
Billy might have
just leaked something.
Bro, Billy, hey, amen, man. Shout out Billy all the time, man, for real.
Hey, it's good. It's good that you're making connections with artists like that, because he's really involved in the rap scene of things, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. How is it having connections like that on your Instagram? And obviously, I'm assuming you would have had conversations with him outside of social media and stuff.
Yeah. For real. I was talking to a lot of big people in the scene. I never knew that I would ever meet. But thank God, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had a few big artists following me, or they've DM'd me before, and I'm like, how the fuck do you even know who I am? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy. Yeah. It's a nice experience, though, isn't it? It's a nice feeling.
It's like you're shocked. You're like, it's like when you go on Instagram and you get this notification from this artist and you're like, oh, it's probably like a fan account. I won't really look at it.
Mm.
And then you go back later that day and you just click on it and you click on the profile and it's their actual account and you're like,
you know what I mean? Like, what? Crazy.
And then you get like a shock of like joy, like a big rush of joy go through. Yeah. Like, what the fuck just happened?
Like, yeah, like the one time. There's one time Central C, me and Central C, he hit me up. Central C, and I was like, whoa.
Yo. Hey,
you should have been around. Like, bro, if you're around, I froze. I froze in time. I couldn't believe it. Honestly.
Central C.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, Central C hit me up. He's a goat, man. Dennis Tingman, for real. Shout out Central C as well.
Bro, he's killed it with the UK.
Especially yeah, man.
Especially once he found his, like, sound, he was like sad.
Yeah, like he's just I feel like he's just that person that we needed for so long, like, and I feel like he's really gonna take like it to that next level where, you know, we actually have UK people as one of the biggest stars in the UK. I feel like it's always been America, but I feel like the UK, we've got so much talent here, man, and I feel like especially amongst others, are gonna do the matching. Hopefully me as well, but obviously the people that are there already, you know, they don't do their thing for real.
You call it manifesting, mate. If you know you're gonna do it, I said to you like during the episode, and I said to you like even in the message, like I wouldn't get artists on if I don't believe they're gonna do something with it. Like, I see something in a lot of artists, especially up and coming, and artists like, who are already on the rise. Yeah, and they just need extra little support where they can, like, say... Because I have another good example. This is, like, Jords, who you may have heard of before, but he's 28. And in the last war, say in the last couple years, he's blown up completely. Like, and, like, I spoke to him before, and I was like, bro, how are you even, like, doing this? Like, how are you on this wave right now? Like, he said, bro, it takes time. Like,
literally, take time, literally. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for like my time. I've been making music since 2016, man. So it's nice to get my big break in 2023. Nearly 6 years later, am I right? Yeah.
Seven years later. Bro, that's crazy. Yeah. I think, isn't it? 2016 was 7 years ago.
Fuck. Yeah.
Actually, I've got my a new podcast dropping tomorrow, right? And the guy I interviewed, right, he released a massive song back in 2013, so I was 9 years old, right?
Wow.
And the song is called Thrift Shop by Macklemore Ryan Lewis.
Oh, okay. So you got Ryan Lewis on your thing.
I wish. No, I got Wands, who is the guy that he sings the part where everyone knows the part of the song. So if I ask you to sing a lyric, what lyric would you sing?
Put your dollars in my pocket.
That's Wands. He sang that.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I'm gonna watch that. You know, I'm gonna watch that.
But that comes out tomorrow. If Spotify.
Where do you are you on like Spotify or not? Like, where do you post them?
So I post it on Spotify, bro. That Spotify just want to send me some money over here, but I mean, it's getting posted.
Nah, it'll come. Nah, it goes. It'll come.
Nah, it's on Spotify, Apple. They're the main two. But yeah, that's been going pretty well. The podcast, like the last, like I said, the last 6 or even the last 8 months. It's been bits for me. Like, I've met so many amazing artists, like, who I probably wouldn't even believe I'd be able to meet. Like the people I've met and I now talk to, like, weekly on a daily basis is crazy to me. Like, after this, after this, I'll probably give you my number because I fucking respect what you're doing. Like,
bro, we got lock in. I got a bro in Australia now, man. Can lock in, man.
And we're definitely going to
learn. Wait, hold on. Are you in Australia or New Zealand? I got to get it right.
Australia. I'm in Australia.
Okay, so I got a bro in Australia.
Yeah. In Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Yeah. There.
Bro. And, bro, we got to do that athletics day, man. Got to have to race you and you're going to have to box.
Bro. Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Hey, like I said, you're going to win. So, but if we box, I don't know. We can run and then fight straight after. Let's do it. Run and fight straight after. No rest.
I'll do that. And then I might get a professional boxer come down. And we'll see who can take the most punches. That'll be funny as.
Let's do it. Bro, I'm out here. Man's a real tug out here, man.
All right. Oh, it's going to hurt. It's like videos of Ryan Garcia doing the body shot challenge with fucking people.
Yeah,
it'll be like that.
Yeah. I think Bradley's on the big guy. He does them as well.
Yeah,
he does them as well. Yeah,
because like I would be able to only take one hit, so I reckon I'd just hurt myself. Otherwise, if I get,
I'll take like three before I start getting angry and trying to punch back.
I'll take three.
From a professional boxer, yeah, I'll take three. From you, I'll probably say like 15, but from a professional boxer...
Don't put that shit on me.
From a professional boxer, I'll take like three. 100%. 100%.
I'm going to record this and I'm going to be like, hey, remember when you said you could take three? Oh, you know what? Hey. I was wrong. I was trying to act tough on the podcast, you know what I mean? I was trying to act tough.
Hey, I keep it real, man. I keep it real, bro.
Alright, so, we're going to finish this episode off right, alright? So.
Okay.
For you, what is the rest of the year look like for you?
Rest of the year is me trying to show everyone that, yo, I'm an artist that's... That is seeking world domination. I want to be known everywhere, every corner of this planet. And obviously, I know that comes with hard work and releasing good records, and that's something I'm committing to. So that's the rest of the year, like just doing shows, taking every day as it comes, releasing good records, keep being interactive with my fans, and yeah, just taking like the world and that, man. Yeah. And traveling for sure, traveling. I love traveling.
Yeah, you know where you got to come to now, you know.
100%. I got to fight someone in Melbourne.
Gonna fight someone. What's gonna race someone in Melbourne? And who knows?
I mean that too. But
who knows?
Yeah, that too.
Wait, and even on that, we could go to Queensland where it's warm.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because we could have a good day out there.
Let's do it. I'm here. I'm ready. Here, ready. Right. Let's go.
All right. I see you. I'll see you in that academy. I mean, we'll probably talk anyway after this episode anyway. Because I'll.
No, let's do it, man.
Yeah, but. Ruchi, it was an absolute privilege to get you on and finally
talk. Thank you so much, my bro.
Would you like to do the outro? Actually, I'm going to offer you the outro for the podcast, man.
How do I do the outro? What do I say?
Bro, you can say whatever you want, man. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Shout out to Bailey for having me on. Like, this is Ruchi here. Stay tuned for my music dropping in 6 months. Like, I've got an album. I've got Billy Billions dropping on. I've got Central C in my DMs, you know, we're doing bits.
So it's your boy Ruchi. Thank you guys for, you know, listening to the podcast. You guys are legends. I got music coming out soon. No Rush out soon, the song of the summer. And shout out to my boy Bailey for having me on the show. And yeah, man, we're gonna keep rocking the world. Let's go. Pretty girls love Ruchi all the time. Let's go.
And besides that, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Stay tuned for this episode to drop. And also, go and check out Ruchi's Instagram. Ruchi, shout your Instagram out, man.
My Instagram is RuchiLSC. TikTok is RuchiLSC. My everything is RuchiLSC. So, yeah, man. Find me everything. I'm even on Snapchat, RuchiLSC. Get me everywhere, RuchiLSC. That's where you find me.
All right, guys. I'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah, later.